Hey friends.
How's it going?
So today we are sharing Rebecca and Dan's wedding. They got married this past weekend at Kingsmill Resort in Williamsburg.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day, full sun on the James River. It was amazing.
Perfect. Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael Lore Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
I was super excited for this wedding for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. Rebecca and Dan are the absolute sweetest couple. We shot their engagement session in Richmond and went to a bunch of different places around Richmond, 23rd and Main, where they had their first date,
Main Street Station,
the Teapot Bridge. We kind of hit all the sweet spots Richmond of Richmond. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful, but even more wonderful was just being able to spend time with Rebecca and Dan. They are such wonderful people and just such a pleasure to be able to get to know. So it was just wonderful to be able to get together and celebrate with them again. But also Rebecca had compiled the most killer set of vendors to work with, and it was so fun. We worked with Christine from The Hive, Mark from Yates Production, Fat Rabbit did the cake.
Those cakes.
Karen from Alien Floral Design did the flowers. I mean, I could just go on and on. It was so amazing working with these wonderful people and great vendors. I think it's so important that brides remember so much of their day is the people that they are around, that they hire.
Right.
And I think that for Rebecca and Dan, they just really put together such a wonderful cast and crew.
It was a good production.
It was a great production. And so we just had so much fun, not only with Rebecca and Dan, but with all her fabulous vendors. And frankly, her wedding party and guests.
Yeah.
Were awesome.
Yeah. I don't know how she chose those people or how they became friends, but we need those friends.
They were fabulous. This team of girls walked up and sat down at the ceremony, as the first group there. And they were just, you could just tell. I was just I think I want to be friends with those eight girls.
That's right.
And they were all the girlfriends of the bridesmaids. And they were just so fun the whole day. Mm-hmm. And so were her bridesmaids and groomsmen. I loved them all.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, I rant. So what was your favorite part of the day?
Well, I think I have a lot of favorites, but one that I think that sticks out to me, and I think this goes straight to your point, Laura, is that as soon as he walked into the bridal suite where they were all getting ready, all the girls were super up and peppy. They're and sometimes when you walk into a bridal suite, especially as a guy, as a photographer, even though I'm right behind you,
right,
they're like, you know,
who is this guy,
right?
Yeah.
Did not feel like that at all. 100%. It felt like we were already part of the party, part of the family.
Yeah.
People were not quote unquote awkward.
Yeah.
When we first walked in, they continued dancing.
So nice. Yes. Yeah, so welcoming. It really did. And that's so true. When you walk into a getting ready room, you don't really know what kind of environment.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's probably weird for them. It's the strangers coming into our
zone. Take all the photos, right?
And we're going to stick a camera in their face. But these people were just, I felt like I was already friends with all of them.
Exactly.
You're so right. Yeah.
That's kind of how it felt the whole day. With the guys' room, guys getting ready space, the family, during the reception,
the dance floor. Kind of stuff. They did the spin the bottle and it landed on me and they made me go in.
Laura danced in the middle. That was a good highlight too.
They were all just so fun and welcoming. True.
Actually, can I say another thing, which actually might be your thing?
Okay.
But during the reception, they did...
that's what I thought you were going to say.
They played the Surfing USA by the Beach Boys.
Yep.
And it's as soon as the song came on, I think it was a request, actually. As soon as the song came on, three guys went on the floor and three girls jumped straight on top of them like they were surfing on their backs. It was choreographed or they do it at all the weddings.
Well, and apparently they do. Yeah. I went up to Rebecca and Dan. I was like, what is happening right now? And they were like, this is a family thing. We do this. You haven't seen this before? I'm no one has seen this before. So let us know if you have, because it was hysterical. And what I think was the funniest about that is that they didn't do it for 10 seconds.
Right.
They did it for the duration of the song.
Right.
I like almost wanted to like check in on the guys who had like a female like standing on their back for like a solid 3 minutes. Yeah. Like, are you okay? But they were having fun. They were killing it.
I think next time that song comes on a wedding and at a wedding reception, I'm just going to do that. Go on the floor and see what happens just to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
No, it was a really unique.
It was really cool.
Dance. No, I loved it.
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
I gotta go with Rebecca's dress.
It was amazing.
Rebecca's dress. So far this year. So this is like our fifth wedding of the year.
Yeah.
We have shot the most beautiful dresses. Like, I don't know what's going on with the wedding dress industry right now, but they're doing it
They're stepping up.
They're stepping up. But Rebecca's dress was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, she had told us before, like, I'm really excited about my dress. I want to make sure that I get pictures, especially of, like, the train and the veil. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, absolutely, you know. But then I showed up and I was like, oh, my God, I want to never stop taking pictures of this train and this veil.
Well, I think it was telling, like, Rebecca's not a tall person, per se. And when we walked into where her dress was hanging, it was hanging at the highest point possible
to the ceiling.
In the second story to the ceiling. It was hiding, and it was still touching the floor. That's how long her train was.
Yeah.
Like,
but it was gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
And she had this like lace overlay that like it was like it had a low back, but it was just all lace that kind of crossed over to like almost the front of the dress. Like, it was so beautiful. And then a cathedral veil is just like everything.
Right. It added all the
It is everything. So stunning. And then on top of that, she had Aileen floral design. So her bouquet was
stunning.
Amazing. I kept telling her, I was like, Rebecca, you're going to have to cut me off. Like, I'm going to just keep taking pictures of you, your dress, and this like bouquet. Like, I'm not going to be able to stop.
Yeah.
So get ready for like a million of those in this blog post. But I loved it.
Yeah.
Could have done that all day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they probably could have let you too. It's, you know, that's how like welcoming it was. Like, yeah, just keep taking, I'm push the ceremony. It's fine. Just keep taking photos. Yeah.
It was a nice, calm, laid back day. It was so fun. So enjoy a few of our many, many favorites.
Congrats, you guys.